The new stormwater basin near the Garden Homes District in Milwaukee is getting a sprucing up thanks to a group of teenage artists working with the local group Artworks for Milwaukee. They went door to door in the neighborhood and asked people what they'd like to see out of the project. Then they put those ideas into a handful of murals that were installed this week. A picnic to celebrate their work is planned for August 18th. Kristen Fletterjohn is the program manager at Artworks for Milwaukee. Kristen, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
Also with us in our Milwaukee studio, Blanche Brown is a multimedia artist and lead artist for the North Basin Project. Blanche, welcome to the show.
Thanks a lot.
And Andrew Nash is one of the youth interns who worked on the murals. Andrew, thanks a lot for being here.
Thank you, too.
Well, Kristen, let's start with you. The Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District had plans for this new stormwater basin a few years ago. How did Artworks see the chance to get involved?
Well, thanks to MMSD, Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewer District, they, years ago, after a major flooding event, started to interview the residents then, and the residents overwhelmingly wanted to see art and gardens. So Jerome Flogel from MMSD reached out to Artworks to take on the project and make it happen.
And Blanche, on the art side, before the art started, the youth interns went out into the community to, I guess, get people engaged. Why was that an important first step for you?
That was a very important first step, Rob, because in my past experience dealing with public art, it's good to get input from the community, not just to assume that you know what they want, but to ask for their voice. And so when the youth went around and canvassed the neighborhood and talked to residents, that was the key to understanding what was needed and what we would like to do for artwork.
And that's, Andrew, where you come into it. What sorts of things were you asking people when you were, I guess you're just going door to door, right?
Yeah. So our questions essentially focused on what they wanted to see with our project, because we were going to be putting an art piece of some sort into the North and East Basin, but we were unsure what we were going to do. So we asked them what they were interested in seeing, icons that they tied to the community, as well as what they felt were the strengths of their community.
And what kind of things, Andrew, did people say when you showed up to talk to them?
Well, what we did was we compiled themes on what they wanted to see and what the strengths were. And our murals were based on the ideals of peace, pride, and unity, because the neighbors were really interested in promoting those strengths and bringing positivity to the neighborhood.
And Blanche, how did you take the ideas that Andrew and other young artists collected from the community and turn that into the concept that was going to lead to the final project?
So after the themes were chosen, we collectively came up together with some ideas for what murals might look like. And this is a little bit different because I actually used more collaborative work from the interns than I normally would as a lead artist doing murals on my own. That was important too, because a lot of them have ties in the neighborhood as well. So to get their ideas on what some of the imagery would look like on the murals was important. And that's what we did. We came together and decided, oh, okay, this might represent peace. Oh, yeah, this is some images that might represent unity. And we came together and decided.
And Kristen, in late June, the young interns presented this project to the sewerage district. How did that go?
It went really well. And I want to take one step back and say every intern that we did hire had a connection to the neighborhood, whether they were a resident or they went to school at either MCA, Milwaukee Collegiate Academy, Rufus King, or Messmer, that are all within the neighborhood. And so, yes, we summarized all of our work into a PowerPoint presentation, brought it to the executives at MMSD, and presented it to them. We answered some questions. Every person had something to say and add to the presentation, and it went really, really well.
We're talking about an art project in Milwaukee. Artworks brought our local artists and young artists together to survey the community and come up with murals in a new stormwater basin project. Some of the people who participated are in our Milwaukee studio talking to us about that now. Andrew, I want to get back to that door-to-door experience. This is not something that that I did when I was a teenager, not something that a lot of people ever do. What was it like to just be out there in the community talking to the local people?
It was quite nice. I really enjoyed the fact that the input was being taken into consideration. When I applied, I had no idea that would be a thing, and it was really nice. And the people who answered were really nice and helpful. We got a lot a variety of different people, and I quite enjoyed it.
And Blanche, I've read about public art projects around the country sometimes that just crashed and burned because people didn't do this process up front. What can go wrong if we don't have the community on board right from the start?
Well, right from the start, if you don't have the community on board and you try to slap up something, there probably more likely will be some outlacks back. And that means that people either complain to their neighborhood alder person or complain to who they think was responsible. And it'll kind of shed a cloud on what might be otherwise positive experience. We definitely didn't want that to happen to the youth. In my past, again, working with other public art projects, to get input from the community is key, and especially those who are going to be living there, seeing the murals. And so, yes, when it doesn't go well, when people try just to come in and assume they know what the community wants, it's not a good experience, believe me.
And Andrew, paint us a radio picture of the murals. Talk about what the final product ended up looking like.
Okay, so in total we did four murals, three of which are going into the North Basin and one is going into the East Basin. And the three murals going in the North Basin have very bold lettering on them, each one, one peace, one pride, and one unity. And then we have abstract designs for the backgrounds on each one, which are abstractions of those themes and those ideas. They're very colorful. That was something that we really, really thought was important. Very bright and vibrant. And then the last mural is a literal representation of the community, with a representation of an icon, Mother Freeman, and houses from the community, as well as Garden Homes Park.
And Kristen, are you hoping that this is maybe a blueprint for similar projects in other parts of the city?
Definitely. I think hiring the local youth, because ArtWorks hires teenagers to do these art projects in their own communities, is a great way to do it. And MMSD has liked our work so far. So hopefully we can work with them again in a couple of other basins that they've got going on.
And Blanche, as an artist yourself, what was it like working with these, I assume, enthusiastic young local artists?
That's a good way to put it. I really think that the exuberance and energy from the youth has been one of my favorite aspects of the project. The ideas, the passion that they showed in terms of taking ownership for the entire project from start to finish was just really key. And it was great because, you know, in the beginning when you're not an artist and hired at ArtWorks, the first thing that comes to your mind, and a lot of the interns said, well, I'm not an artist, I don't know what I'm doing, but I saw a confidence boost, and that was huge, and I think that was probably one of my most exciting things to see with the youth in this project.
And Andrew, can you talk about what it's like to have these murals up there? You not only helped, you know, create them, you helped bring the community on board with this. What's it like now to know that, hey, you were part of this?
Yeah, well, going off of what Blanche said, I really, really am glad that I was able to participate, especially since I did not believe myself to be an artist when I joined, and I'm very excited. I'm actually waiting for them to be put up. They should be put up by the end of tomorrow, and I have been waiting so I can take pictures and be like, yeah, I did this.
And would you, Andrew, would you do this again, given the opportunity?
Yeah, of course. I think that this was I really like to get involved in new experiences and see how the nuances involved in different things that I never thought I would be a part of. And so getting to go even further with this would be awesome.
Well, that's all the time we have. Thanks to all of you for joining us today. I really appreciate it. We've been talking to Andrew Nash, a youth intern who worked on these murals we've been talking about, Blanche Brown, multimedia artist and lead artist for the North Basin Project, and Kristen Fletterjohn, program manager at ArtWorks for Milwaukee. They all join us from our studio in Milwaukee. They're installing these murals, we heard, tomorrow at a new stormwater basin near the city's Garden Homes District.